Something changed in the plants.
What changed in the plants?
Are you freaking serious?
Yes, I am freaking serious.
I brought everything.
Look at this. I brought everything.
I'm so... Nine.
Jag tror jag hoppas att det är en cappuccino till.
Ja, nu kommer den.
Okej, okay, ja, kan jag? Ja, men jag glömde oss ner glassman.
I have this shitty phone with me.
Welcome.
How are you?
Thanks. Very nice. I decently put a small microphone over here for you.
Yeah, I'm very happy. So
happy about
Laura got a new job. So.
Oh, great.
We're gonna celebrate anyway tonight. So there's no point in. He's sticking with the...
So it's like the warm-up for getting drunk.
Fuck this bitch.
Great.
You are...
Sorry?
You are pretty... mean about things. Too mean.
Try to put it...
this way up.
There, or you can turn it around. No, wait. Maybe that wasn't a bad idea at all, but we just turn it around like this. And then you can...
have some help.
Listen.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. I mean, let's find a modification.
This, I...
Yes, very nice.
You just got in a new hobby...
This is like if we run out of ideas, at least the stuff I haven't told you about the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks since we met.
Oh, lots of happens.
So she finally got a job.
Yeah. Finally. It was just a month. It's not, but yeah, it was.
I'm listening.
How it is.
Yeah, I know, Andy.
I mean, if you don't get it in the first 2-3 months, it's gonna take a while.
Isn't that right on time?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right on time with the job?
What's right on time?
Yeah, like, she was...
No, she ended 1st of February. 31st of January. Contract ended then.
Yeah.
And the guys couldn't hire her. So she was unemployed. She met the NAV office where she got to fill in the how it's called?
Form.
Work seeker, yeah.
Yeah.
Form. Which is pretty complicated. I mean, I heard a lawyer complaining about how complicated is that.
Come
form.
On, it's how hard can it be? I mean,
no, it's very hard, trust me.
How many pages is that?
I haven't seen it. I mean, it's that bad. It's kept in secret.
Oh, it's like you're getting let into a room and they lock the door behind you. Yeah, it says you have to sign.
You hear a gun.
Yeah, you have to sign this before reading the other one. Sweet.
But anyway, I.
And that was today.
She got a phone today that they offer her the job.
Yeah.
Tomorrow they will send the contract and shit.
Yeah, so you're getting wasted anyway.
She had interview yesterday and today the call.
easygoing.
Yeah. So, yeah. Makes
sense. How's your job?
Oh, God, my job is perfect.
I mean, we haven't spoken since somewhere in January or something?
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's a little hot. It's kind of different, isn't it?
What?
To the previous one. Your new job.
Oh. All the way.
Just to remind you, I'm going to put this online.
Yeah.
So you might...
Yeah, I know.
Apply self-censorship wherever you like.
No, it's true.
Because I will not.
I will not going to tell you anything more than it's big. It's very big.
Mm.
It's so big. And the company and the customer I'm working for is big.
Is it a bit more structured than before?
Yes and no.
I mean, we work together.
Than before, everything is trash.
Yes.
Even chaos.
Exactly.
But, it's cool.
Cheers. Let me, the wine to the cappuccino thing. So nice.
But it's, oh, it's nice. It's pretty nice, and... such a big infrastructure I haven't seen ever in my life.
And it's not all your responsibility. It's not all your responsibility.
No, not really. But everything is in one place.
Have you heard anything about the old company?
No.
Oh.
Edgar pinged me with 2-3 emails. But I was supposed to meet Kenny and Edgar's, at least, for a beer. But, I was otherwise engaged and we shifted to the next week.
Happens. I picked up everything yesterday.
All of these?
Yes.
Stuff?
No, not this one. This one I had before. What are you doing with my phone?
I want to see your phone. Of course, you have a password.
Of course.
Stupid of me.
How could you doubt that?
Right. What phone is this?
Samsung.
No. What model?
S3.
S3, okay. No, because I got an Galaxy Note 2.
Oh.
And
the big one, the door.
Yeah, it's kind of a big brick.
How long?
Yeah.
I wonder, how long is the battery life with this thing? I mean, can you make it out of the door?
I put the battery from the pack into mine.
Yeah.
And turned on the wireless because I don't have the micro SIM.
Yeah.
So just turned on the wireless and install application and blah, 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 blah. And moving SMSs around and stuff. Not pretty fancy thing, but I just play one evening with it. And the next day, so in 48 hours, it was still yesterday evening, or 48 hours, was still on. I didn't check it this morning, but and the wireless was always on.
Yeah.
And so it might be that, yeah. So at least a day in the beginning.
Oh, shit. Is this the, I don't know, this one, the S3, it's already quite big, actually.
Yeah.
Is this the... the bigger one, or is there an even bigger one?
The even bigger one
is like a
5.5.
Oh, fuck.
Inches with a pen.
What are you supposed to do with it?
I don't know. I picked it, so...
Give me the biggest one you have.
What's your biggest phone? That one. I want bigger. Yeah, let's go back to the drawing board. So they got me bigger.
Yeah. Nice, very nice. And the important question, do you have free cookies?
Free cookies?
Yes.
No.
You don't have any free cookies?
No, but we got today free chocolates. Medal-like chocolates.
Yeah.
Money chocolates. Kind of gold wrap-up chocolate.
Yeah.
Because Norway won some gold medal to the Ski Olympics in Russia.
I saw some people watching Ski Olympics basically a day. I was just passing by the call center and they had their small phones and streaming directly. I was like, okay.
They got in the ticketing system.
Yeah.
They got a request, please block all streaming for the championship, otherwise nobody would work. So they have to block. Okay, except mobiles, and you can watch on your mobile.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. But it's nice. It's nice.
That's good.
It's nice. Lots of procedures, like in big companies. It's quite good. And it's networking.
It's calm.
Not really, but I mean, for 3 weeks we didn't have any major issues. But
that's outstanding.
It's like you don't have many things to work with. I mean, it's like it's a Cisco Works, it's whatever an IP database is like.
So you're bouncing your walls all the time?
No, not really.
Not yet.
Oh, because there's always upgrades and a lot of configurations and stuff. There's a lot to do.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of structure and complexity and stuff, it's not like in servers.
But you're happy
where you have 20 million monitoring things, 20,000 scripts. No, I'm absolutely happy.
Great.
Of course, it's the beginning where we
Everything is covered in fluffy clouds and unicorns are jumping around.
But what's really interesting, I don't know how all that is green, but basically in the Oslo team, I look like I'm the youngest guy.
Okay.
I'm a bit worried about
the unexperienced one, the young one.
I wouldn't say unexperienced, but definitely I would say the youngest one. No, I mean, it's a difference between the companies I used to work before.
Yeah.
Because
sorry, fucking with the microphone here.
You walk in and you see people, over 50, 60 and stuff like this.
Seriously?
No?
When they got into IT, IT wasn't even born.
I mean, I've seen guys who I thought they could be my grandpas.
Yeah?
And they can play with a switch with the eyes closed.
So nice.
I mean, I have a colleague who's around 55, 60. And he was telling stories with a guy, a salesman, who came to sell him fiber connections. And he said, we have a big fiber which goes down the road where it meets a bigger fiber like this. Okay.
How half a meter diameter.
Yeah. I said, okay, no, I don't want your big flywheel.
No worries. Just ignore me.
So, yeah. It's fun.
I still like it as well.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I worked for a big company before, but in a different role and
different country. Yeah.
But this is big. It's way big.
Sweet.
It's way big. What? No, I'm just looking forward. I'm getting all the access now and all the stuff. So it's like,
I mean, are you getting it or is it like you're hitting it?
No, I'm in process of getting
it. No, I mean, like, is it like you're hitting the wall and says, I'm sorry, I cannot access there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the same for me. It was I had to figure out myself where I couldn't access.
No, here is clear. It's a central management point where you have roles.
Yeah, that's the theory.
And the roles are assigned to you based on the job you need to do or whatever. And yeah, I'm still in the process of getting all. I mean, I have access to parts of the platform, but not everything where I can reboot the network.
Waiting for the day.
Yeah. Sign lots of agreements, confidential agreements. For a customer, I need to take to provide criminal records.
Nice.
Polizia test and stuff like this.
For what?
Polizia test.
Oh yeah.
Polizia. It's called in Norway.
So you're neglected every knowledge of me, basically. When they ask you, do you know any German? No.
Well,
never mind.
But they will make a full record check, so don't worry. They'll find you.
Damn.
Don't worry. Somebody will knock at your door.
Hello.
And they'll say, they are sent by me.
You're coming home, Gabby. Okay.
So. So you, how have you been?
Good. I cannot complain, actually. I've been skiing a lot.
I haven't been skiing. I'm so pissed.
I've been already on 2 cabin tours. Hit to did. 2.
Bastard.
2 weekends.
Bastard.
Snowboarding a lot. And my girlfriend starts as well.
No. I haven't seen snow. I haven't seen the color of the snow.
That's whitish.
I know. I have a lot where I live, but... No, I started since I signed the contract in October. I started CCMP.
Yeah, you mentioned that you're... Couldn't sleep by all the learning.
Yeah. So I passed my root exam.
Congratulations.
100%.
I think you told me that. Was that the second one you passed with 100%?
No, it's the first
one. Okay, about that one you told me already. I take back my congratulations.
First one, So now I plan to have in a week or... No, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I plan to have the switching course. Which I failed before.
Nothing about a bit of stress.
But now it's a different story. So I'm kind of busy doing absolutely nothing but learning.
Oh.
I'm learning at work, I'm learning at home.
Then let me tell you, skiing is still wonderful.
I know. People are asking me, do you ski? Yes. But not now. Most probably after the switch exam.
I've been to Hoofden.
Yeah. What are they?
It's like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours to the west, Kongsberg and that area.
Okay.
Well, in general terms, it is a bit boring there. I mean, not as many slopes as Trusil. Not quite long. But the outstanding point is off-piste. Jesus, I never had so much fun off-piste.
Okay.
You know, here in Trivan, it's like every tree is like half a meter from each other and you have a hard time getting through. There it's perfect. It's even a bit wider than Trusil.
So you can just smoothly go through it. A lot of space to turn. And it's like...
It's off-piste for dummies, huh?
Off-piste for dummies is in the very beginning. There's not a single tree.
Yeah, when you use the slope.
That's the nice part in me. But no, it's like it's a wide kind of forest-ish. The trees are not so high. You can look over them. They knock you occasionally over, but it's really nice. It's perfect. Oh, my God. I was so thinking of you.
To be honest, we got an idea at some point to bring each other parents, one pair on Christmas, one pair on Easter, to visit. And because of that, I did some research about accommodation transfers. So I have found that across the border to Trysil, 20, 30 kilometers.
In Sweden?
It's in Sweden.
Yes.
It's a big ass resort. I know from Stig Amundsen that is run by the same guys which are running Trysil. And the accommodation there is a joke. It's like
in Sweden.
Yeah. And I mean, imagine that 4 people, right, plus a kid, from Saturday, it was a short week or something like Saturday to Thursday in the Easter week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Easter Sunday until Thursday. All together, car and accommodation and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Would be 10,000 NOK.
For how many people? Four?
4 people and a kid.
With car?
Car and accommodation.
Also food?
No.
Still very good.
Huh?
Still very good.
It is. It is. It's absolutely great. I mean, if you look...
During Easter, it's fantastic.
On Trysil, it's like 10,000 is only the accommodation. And
there's your parking lot that made 10,000. There you go.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I mean, I'd love to go someplace for a few days. Laura promised us that if she's gonna get a job, she's gonna take us to a weekend somewhere.
Yeah, fixed.
Excluded skiing.
Ah.
So, I'd like to go out sitting in house since October. If I pass my switch exam, take a week break off and go skiing.
When is it? 2 weeks?
Huh?
When is it? 2 weeks?
2-3 weeks.
No, that's okay.
Or take a long weekend and go skiing. Somewhere like mid-March or something like that. A weekend before Easter.
Yeah.
Do you have experiences on how is a Trivan during Easter?
No. No, not at all. I try to avoid it during weekends and holidays,
that
because
makes
everybody's
sense
there with the kids.
Weekends,
like, just not fun at all.
No, I mean, going from Skjern to Trivan is pretty awful.
Yeah.
Although
Unless you have a car.
Unless you have a car. But unless you have a driving license, which is much more important than the car.
I never think about that, actually.
Yeah.
Vordingskollen.
Huh?
Vordingskollen.
Why you need to take the train? I mean,
yeah, but it's like 25 minutes with the train. It doesn't matter if you sit half an hour in the tram.
It's actually faster than getting to Trivan.
It's faster. It's in the very bottom. It's not as many people. And if you're not into jumping, I think it's as nice as Trivan.
I've seen the beast map, and they have a black, red, and
everything.
A greenish one, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty small.
Yeah, I think it's a bit smaller than Trivan, or it gives at least the impression, but it was a bit more fun. The slopes felt longer.
No, I mean, it's pretty a shame for such a beautiful winter as it was, or
it's
it still is.
It's fabulous.
Yeah,
it's
not to go skiing.
Excellent.
I mean, last year we drove 2 times 500 kilometers to ski half a day.
Actually, I drove. You were sitting next to me.
Yeah, I had to suffer you for how many? 6 hours.
Yeah, but it was fun. I drove all the way with the car to Hoofden.
Okay.
So the wait there was like 6 hours.
Wee.
Okay, five to six ish.
Why that long?
Snow, and a bit of snow.
Very, it's very like hard road.
I hardly remember the rest of the way because it all looked the same. We started in the evening driving, like five ish, so it's already dark, and the only thing you see is white. So you have
The poles.
You see the poles, a bit of trees, and the street is occasionally turning left, right, left, up and down.
That's put Veronica it. Snowboarding lessons. Grab a rope, tie this on the car, and
oh, she did this. She did this afterwards in Hoofden. We bought a board on the way there. Basically, we started here, took a turn to her old place where somebody was selling a snowboard. It's a very nice snowboard. She just, it's okay. Shoes are fitting. We take it. Dropped it in the car and off we were. Very nice. And I tricked her into getting on the, they have like, it's a bit like Trusel. Like you have one main lift, 4 seat, I think. The one in Trusel is a bit bigger, but that one that's pulling you up. And from the top is like red, 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 black, and one green. The green is so flat, basically, that you're just dying half the way down with your snowboard because you do not get any speed. So she dropped off of the lift at the very top. This was already an adventure on its own because she was like, oh, how do I get off? Well, we will manage or not. We all did this. And then she was there, and then she realized, what the fuck has she done? It's like, there's just one way down. And it took us 1.5 hours to get down. And at the end, she was standing on the board.
No, okay.
Not swinging, but standing on the board.
Like, and cursing Daniel.
No, cursing was the first half of the way. Yeah. It stopped after that.
You ended up sleeping on the couch, eating sandwiches until Midsummer Eve.
Yeah, something like that. Oh my God.
But you love snowboarding.
It was worth
it. Go and eat snow.
It was worth it. And you know why? At the end of the day, she said the magic words. Can we do it again?
And she was referring to snowboarding.
She was referring to snowboarding.
Okay.
Yes, I think so.
Maybe you got it wrong.
No, I think she was
referring. Maybe you missed a phrase or two.
I think she was referring to snowboarding. Can we do it again? So, more wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, you finished the first one. The waiter over there, 2 waitresses there, clearly understaffed.
Yeah. Everybody's understaffed these days. Yeah.
What?
Regarding the Easter and the snow and stuff, yeah. I recently seen dead snow.
Oh, the Nazi in what
it was
it?
The Nazis craziest, idiotic zombie.
That Nazis in snow.
I can't find all the episodes to how that movie
it's funny.
Was.
I think there's a sequel as well.
I wouldn't watch it, to be honest. I took it as a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sad combination of comedy and horror movie and... Yeah, whatever.
I've seen this, like...
I mean, after the movie ends, I was in between. I mean, I was so confused. I couldn't believe anything. Looking at the screen and...
What did I just see? What did just happen?
What should I do next?
Can I top this?
Yeah.
Hardly, but doable.
What should I hope for the future?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But I mean, somehow I had fun. Somehow I thought that I wasted something.
I regretted it immediately.
Yeah. It's kind of I had fun regretting it. That kind of feeling.
If I may recommend you something, try the new Sherlock movies. The serial.
Which one?
Sherlock.
Sherlock.
It's not the cinema movie.
No. But I've seen it ages ago.
Are we talking about the same?
You mean the third series? The third season?
I think it just have two seasons.
Okay, the two seasons, I've seen them ages ago.
And each season has like three episodes?
Six or three. Or it's British way of making series. Or either three, either six. But I guess there were three because they were almost 1 hour long.
So. Yeah, one and a half, I think.
Or, yeah.
Something like that.
So, you know, those, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. The modern day Sherlock Holmes. It's pretty nice. They said, I mean, they cracked the public's request and they said they are filming a third season because they, after the first two seasons, they say they will stop, it's not worth it, and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, the public's pressure was so high that
in
the end they said they were going to film
it was really good
a third season, but it's nice. I'll watch it again tomorrow.
Your first
could have been I've seen lately Homeland, which is pretty nice. It's about a CIA agent.
Yes.
And the guy who was prisoner in Iraq and rescued by the whatever military and stuff like that. He was prisoner 8 years, tortured and brainwashed.
I think you recommended this one earlier to me, and I have to admit that I just read the plot and I wasn't really like...
No, if you are in these kind of movies with spooks and stuff...
Well, you're saying, have you seen the Spooks series?
No, not really, and also I heard 24 is quite okay.
I don't like 24, I don't know. I tried it once.
I heard
the same, and I don't get it at all.
And I mean it's a great movie, it's a great series, so I liked it a lot.
Maybe I give it a try. Maybe.
No, you should. I mean, it's just, and what I like very much is the guy, Mandy Patinkin.
What? Who?
It's the first guy who started in Criminal Minds.
Never seen that one?
Yeah.
It's
a very nice guy. I like it so much. Has a very Jewish name, Mandy Patinkin. But he's a very nice guy. I mean, yeah, he's Jewish. But I like it. I like him very much. Very much. But, he has a very nice voice and very nice way of act.
So, like his narrator voice, like
He's kind of how it's called. He sings.
How is this color? The black guy called who played God.
Play God?
Yeah, do you remember Bruce Almighty? Morgan Freeman. Like that voice?
Not that style, but that the same effect.
So he narrates it and it happens.
Yeah. So it's... Yeah. It's... Yeah.
I might give it a try.
Yeah, no, you should. It's quite okay. And the guy who's playing the main actor.
Are you tired or something?
Huh?
Are you tired or something?
Yeah, pretty. I woke up every day at 6 o'clock.
Welcome to my world.
I don't like that. But yeah, the guy is playing in Band of Brothers.
Yeah, that's Sunday Morning Breakfast TV. I remember that one. Yeah.
I can't remember. I've seen thousands of movies, and I'm not exaggerating. But I remember a bunch of actors' names. I have a big problem remembering names, especially foreign names. I usually talk about an actor, that lady or that guy, I know where they played in,
yeah,
but I can't remember their name.
Oh, me neither. Me neither. So, it's like, okay, Morgan Freeman somehow made it over the limit of being unknown. It's like, okay, Morgan Freeman. Maybe because it's a cool name, I don't know. But usually it's like, oh, it's the character of...
Yeah. I'm pissed off, Laura. We sit and watch a movie together. Yeah. And at some point, is that movie with... And she's telling me the name. I say, who the fuck is... the lady who played in say like this.
Give me references, yeah. Here. Give me something.
If she played in that, yeah, I know that movie. See, I don't remember her. This is her name, yeah, and I forget it in the next second.
Who cares?
It's nice to remember names because, yeah, referring to the actress, that guy who played in, or that lady who played in,
yeah.
I think I'll have one more glass and after I hit the... I think I'll have one more glass.
Yeah, you ordered it already.
Huh?
You already ordered it.
Yeah. That glass, which is supposed to come and...
Yeah, that's fine. No stress, no stress.
Go after that. I guess it's the air in the room because it's a big room.
Yeah.
And
like here?
No, in at work.
Okay.
And there are around 50 people in the room.
In one room.
That's a small room, so to say. The building I work in, and it's just one building out of three in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Out of I don't know how many in the city. So the building I work in, there are at least 1,000 people.
How big is your network department?
Huh?
How big is your network department? How many people?
No, the... it's in here, in Bardigan.
Okay.
So all over the world.
Please do not interfere with each other.
And there's... For the customer I work for.
Yeah. And another round. Thank you very much.
All the people, we are Danish something, 15-ish, somewhere in that area. But this is just for this customer. There are, on top of it, consultants.
Oh my god. Probably the biggest waste of money.
Not really.
I mean, seriously, it's like you hire... What's the difference? Okay, not focusing on IT consultants. They, of course, need to have some knowledge. But let's assume you just take a random guy from the street and a consultant. And both start learning from scratch, basically.
Oh, that's true.
They sit down, both start learning from scratch. It doesn't matter, but the one you're hiring is like 10 times cheaper.
The thing with a consultant is that you can drop his services anytime you want.
Yeah, but he costs like 5 times the amount a normal worker costs. Something like that. And he's taking all the knowledge with him. It's like you're not building up anything.
Depends on. I mean, a consultant which you hire for 6 months to do something for you might cost 5 times more than a permanent employee.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something which you really need, and especially here in Norway, you don't have time.
Yeah, but
to hire somebody, because the process is taking at least 5 months, 6 months.
I mean, how hard can it be? I mean, seriously, you have like... I don't understand why people are hiring consultants for stuff they could do themselves. It's like you have a company building...
It's being understaffed.
Yeah, but then hire somebody. I mean, permanently.
Yeah, but
if
you need to do something right now...
Yeah, how often does this happen? I mean, every project is delayed all the time.
Yeah, that's why I said, for things which you really need right now, they will pay... They will cost 5 times more.
This never happens. I mean, when I started, I got tickets which were like 3 months old, and they were dated this year in March, which is like half a year ago. So it's like, yeah, we need it soon. Okay. Nobody asks.
No, I mean, I've seen consultants, and not only here, in other companies as well, who have been hired for 6 months, and after 5 years, they are still there. But as consultants. And usually, I mean, there's a big difference between freelancers and contractors and consultants, because, the consultant, the consulent, in the end, is hired by another company and sent there. So for him as a person,
it doesn't matter.
It makes no difference. No. I mean, it's even worse because he's external, he's not invited to all meetings, he needs to pay more at the canteen, or
no
stuff
parties.
Like this. Yeah, no parties,
no Fridays beer for him.
Yeah, no ski weekends, no, basically nothing. So he's in kind of a dodgy situation.
Yeah.
And the company is not taking that much. I mean, he's covering his salaries and taxes and stuff, and a certain fee. But it's, I mean, at some point, the thing is like, if you don't, if the consultant is very long, for a long time in that company, you can't hire him, because it's a working relationship which you can't break, contractual relationship, and he cannot say to his employer, I want to go to that guy. So it's in a limbo situation where
I never got this.
And then, I mean, even the company, if you want, the company wants to cut costs by hiring that consultant and stuff, they cannot do that just because of the contractual business relation.
Yeah.
Because if they hire that guy, most probably the consulting agency, they will not provide any consultant ever. So it's...
Consulting is bad for business.
No, for example, with Laura, the company she worked for the first time, they needed urgently somebody because, yeah, they needed to replace a pregnant woman going to maternity leave. So I mean, you can't wait 6 months.
I mean, pregnancy is coming quite surprising nowadays, isn't it?
Depends on when she's announcing it.
It's like
if you go a night before and say, you know, I mean, 9 months tomorrow.
I mean, it's like hiring cheap workers for a lot of money. It's like you hire them from the street, basically. Pay them a shitload of money and you kick them out when you don't need them.
They're not really expensive all the time.
So. Sorry?
They're not really expensive all the time.
I only know the one from IT.
And yeah, I know the same. I mean,
shitload of money.
The consultants we used to have, they were taking. I mean, I remember one incident 2 years ago or something like that. In October, and I got two consultants working on it, and Cisco Tac involved and such, and the bill was €10,000 only for consultants. Of course, the consultant himself didn't got those money, but of course it was night work and weekend work, Sundays, Saturdays, and I mean it was a long incident going on a week or so. So it was about the time Connor left. A week or two after that,
crash.
No, a huge crash. And I mean, at first I thought the fucker did something. But I knew he couldn't, because I took out any kind of, yeah, like Edgar did with me, he took any access
immediately.
Not immediately, but in a week everything was changed all the enable patch.
If you need access, I can grant you some.
I don't know.
No, just kidding. I think it's the only right thing to do, basically. This, I didn't got this from my first job, basically. It's like when I dropped a contract there, I was basically expecting them to say, okay, you're not going to touch any keyboard here, any ever. This is the security guy. He may lead you to the front door. Don't touch anything.
I guess this is bullshit.
But in my mind, it's the only thing that makes sense, basically. I mean, I have access to everything.
A guy who's quitting is not your enemy. I mean, okay.
You got it.
In a normal uniform, which is not fired. We're talking about us, our situation.
I tried to get fired. It didn't work.
No, to be honest, the last job I left from was the only one and the first one where I got a proper speech and I didn't got out with slamming doors and saying that you're not gonna work in this town anymore.
You have kind of reputation.
Yeah. Every time, I mean, I stay in the company until I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it in that way that I want out in that very moment. And when I say I'm leaving, I'm expecting the next day to leave. Yeah. So, yeah. I had problems obeying rules.
Oh, really?
No, the first job I had, I used to work 5.5 years. And I respected all the legal terms and bullshit.
Yeah, it's working.
But the guy was so determined to keep me in the company without any means of motivation that he ended up shouting and stuff.
That's a sign of a bad relationship.
To be honest, I was at that point married with his cousin and...
What?
I divorced her.
Okay.
By cheating her with one of my colleagues.
Oh, yeah, great.
So I kind of know where the shouting's coming from. But yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the second job I had was quite okay. I mean, I was so friends, good friends with the guy owning the business, and yeah, somehow I was pretty sad when I left. And, so yeah, and the last one in Czech Republic was pretty like I left before the term, and it was my my guilt that I didn't put any paper in the HR department and stuff. So I left based on words. By the way, don't ever trust a Czech people word. Never, ever. But in writing.
Yeah.
I mean, they are worse than Germans.
Hard to believe.
Trust me, they work hard to be Germans and they fail all the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they took me the holidays money, which were altogether something like 25 days, and they send a letter back home in Romania to my mother, and she was pretty concerned that I got a letter in a very foreign language. And are you okay? Do you have trouble with police? I said, no.
Don't call me ever again.
Yeah, just do you have a secure line where you can talk?
Yeah, I hear some clicking noises.
Yeah. I'm very well, Ma. I'm very well. I mean, Hawaii, do you have a secure life? So, yeah. But, yeah, last month, I had a speech.
What? You had a speech?
A speech, a very touching
you
speech.
You had your first speech? I mean, you left the other company before you had the speech.
Yeah, it was my first
speech. You had
speech,
a speech? Attention.
First speech.
Wait a second. It's like you were giving the speech?
No, I was responding to Yussi's speech. Like
what? Like up in Newdown.
Yeah.
I had a speech.
Yeah. No cake.
No cake, of course. Cakes were
for Rockefellers.
Cakes are quite expensive nowadays. Yeah. And unhealthy.
But, yeah, extremely unhealthy.
Have another glass of wine.
But the speech is free and, bullshitting is... they know that I'm bullshitting them. I know they are bullshitting me.
It was so frustrating at the end. It's like you needed basically to take a shovel to every meeting to get out of the room and shovel away the bullshit lying around. That was...
But at least, I mean, at least Edgar's was like, Yussi came one day and said, you promised me some documentation. I said, yeah. Do you have something I can look on? And yeah, I said, I have something, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Okay.
He looked at me and said, okay. I'm talking only with Edgar. Of course, I did zero documentation. I told them, like a good friend of mine, send an email. Time is running fast.
You didn't copy my mail, did you?
No, I didn't really copy your mail, but I sent a mail saying that it's my last week. These are the points you wanted to discuss.
Come to me.
Of course, I mean, they were missing the nuclear fusion and some subatomical particle physics. And otherwise, it was everything.
Yeah.
Come to me. And Edgar was the only one coming.
Yeah, he also approached me once or twice. I was like, I was almost...
Yeah, he told me that he asked you a question.
I was almost disturbed.
And, yeah. But it's pretty strange why he asked you, and of course I wasn't too much work in the last 3 months. And I promised myself, I mean, when Connor quit... Remember, he wasn't at work in the last 3 months, in the notice period. I guess he was at work 1 or 2 weeks.
Home office.
All together.
I remember.
And I promised myself, I mean, like, when I'm going to quit, I'm going to be here night and day, and I'm going to document everything. And
yeah, I remember those words, yeah.
Somehow, I got to the wisdom that I don't give a shit.
I pointed straight to the wiki, like, it's there. If something is missing, tell me.
But guess what?
What?
Now I downloaded a VMware image with a wiki installed on it.
No way, yeah.
And I'm starting to find my way into documenting things in the wiki.
Very nice
story. So, yeah.
Like a kind of personal documentation. Like a kind of personal documentation.
Yeah, I'm taking my time.
Yeah, like...
It's not a bad thing.
No, I have a folder with some text files.
I just realized that it would be a good idea to document some of the scripts, some of the how you do. I often find myself searching on Google over and over again about
the same thing.
How do you do that? And I know I did it before, but I don't quite remember, or I remember 90% of it, and the 10% left is the most important.
Yeah, what
which you
command?
Always don't remember. It's like a password or anything. So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
So, I started to...
It has an advantage.
And when I downloaded that image, I thought of you. So
I'm happy...
If it makes you any better...
It does. I'm happy to hear that you... I learned from you as well.
Oh, gosh.
I learned if somebody comes to you with a wish, say yes and do what the fuck you want.
And works. You are very popular.
You're very popular. You have a lot of spare time with the stuff you think is important. And everybody is happy as well.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I tried it first with my girlfriend. Doing whatever. Like, just leave it. I do it. Yeah. And I just do it. I took her 3 months to notice. Like, what the fuck, you're still doing it? It's like, oh, sorry, she got it. And that was on a daily basis.
Okay.
So at work it might take even longer. Can you do this? Sure.
the thing is that the people come and say, can you do that? Yeah, sure, no problem. And they are so amazed that you're doing it, because they don't continue asking, when will you do
it? They are just happy.
How long does it take?
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, you're going to do this. Perfect. Good man.
And they go away.
And they go away. And they are so relieved that somebody is going to do that.
Yeah.
And at some point, they get into a situation, okay, this guy is going to do that. He's going to...
Wait a second.
Does this guy did that?
Yeah.
But he's... Such a nice guy. I'm not going to bother him. He said
exactly.
He'll do it. So he must have done it.
You cannot imagine how high I value this example you gave me. It was fantastic. Yeah, sure.
It's not 100% fail-proof, but...
No, it's pretty close. I mean, it's above 80%.
It works in pretty many situations.
It's fantastic. Can you do it? Sure, whatever, no problem. Brilliant.
Considering
you're too late. I already did it.
you can, if you want to be absolutely sure that they will not bother you again, consider it done.
Let me just write it down for you.
I'll send you an email.
Oh, must have gotten in your, must have been caught in your spam filter or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Mon podou.
Wait a second. Let me just put this down. Now you can move it. I think I would just use the break later for putting some music on or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would just use this later and put some music in it. In this,
what do you mean?
In this toilet break. So nice. Okay, quite unprofessional. I got some SMS messages in between, but I do. Yeah, it's phone is silent. Very nice. How can he, I mean, how can he leave now? Going on the toilet. This man has a letter like a 5-year-old girl or something. Like, oh, I need to go. I have to go on the toilet, whatever.
Incredible.
You really hear everything. Damn. Let me see, I'm now. Was it 4 coffees or 4 double cappuccino? Very nice ones. Chocolate cake. 2 glasses of wine. Should be like 500 crowns or something. Damn it. I can feel the urge as well. That was quick. You're back. Where did you leave the microphone? Did it? Oh, it's down. Aww. Do you have an idea what this one costs?
Sorry. I'll buy you 2.
Just keep, do not touch. Give it to me.
You look kind of weird. You
what?
Imagine that, right?
What? I look kind of weird?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sitting with lots of LEDs and lights.
It's not bad.
We need a big noise of fans just to feel like in a data center.
Actually, I tried to get this as a less
visible,
space,
yeah.
Less visible and less space as possible. I mean, this is like the small
one. That looks very professional.
Thank you very much. I think it is, actually.
I hope you didn't buy that just for recording.
Just for you.
Bullshit.
For you.
Yeah.
I bought it just for you. No, it's actually not that.
can you record on a slope, for example?
Not with the, with this one, I could. Mama! You know, the whole issue was basically to connect 2 microphones to this one or to a laptop.
So you are really in a huge hobby, my friend.
No, actually not. It's taking pictures, photography is much more expensive.
Really?
Yes.
This wasn't, how much was this? This was like 700 pounds.
Did I tell you I have a telescope, right?
Yes, and you still haven't hooked it up to your computer.
No, I cannot hook it up. It's not an electronic.
Yeah, that's a waste of money. You should have hooked it up to your computer.
No, it's like, boss, I froze to death on my balcony just to look at the moon and some stars. And it's pretty amazing. But, like any stuff, I need to buy optics. Which are goddamn expensive. It's not like photo optics, but no, I couldn't find the word. But I mean, a scope for that is around 2,000 NOK. It's quite in my monthly budget. I just realized.
What?
Laura got a job.
Monthly?
A fast job.
Monthly budget?
Ka-ching!
Increase.
No monthly budget. Oh. I have a promise that if she's got a permanent job,
yeah,
I'll get to buy me two lenses.
For the telescope or for the...
No, for the camera.
Oh, I'm jealous.
100mm macro, the one you have.
That's a very nice one, by the way. Yes.
And a 70-200mm L to whatever IS.
You need to borrow that one to me, I think.
Yeah. So, Daddy's gonna get new lenses.
So now.
I didn't realize that until now. I had a feeling that I'm happy she got a job.
But why? Why
but I couldn't happy? Tell exactly why. Now I know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my lenses. I'm gonna get a new glass of wine about that.
Very nice.
I just wish that I'm gonna have time to use those lenses.
If not, please give them to me.
Yeah, for the last 5 months, I really neglected photography. I have in my inbox, basically in a folder in my email, around 54 YouTube videos I haven't watched.
Yeah,
I remember I've sent
you
that.
Yeah, it's still in my inbox as well. I haven't deleted it, I think. No, I haven't.
No, it's like 1 hour something. Conferences or whatever they call. So
I'm still happy with the lens. You remember the lens you didn't like?
The
what was it?
10-24mm.
The 50mm 1.4 Sigma, I think it was.
The one which came with the camera, right?
The one I bought afterwards. 1.4.
Yeah.
The one you didn't like. I'm still happy about it.
It's your problem.
It's not a problem.
You're
great.
Happy because you haven't seen better. That's why you're happy.
Shut the fuck up.
Of course
it's
you're happy.
Very nice. It's
if
very
you have a wooden
nice.
Toy, you're very happy. If I give you a real boss, then you're thrilled. So, but...
You haven't even tried one of those lenses.
You're not even talking. No, I didn't, because they're rejected off my list from the beginning.
It's brilliant. It's a very nice one.
No, I'm talking like a professional photographer.
Of course. You all do.
But, yeah. I bought some very nice books, by the way, last book fest.
Here at the corner, at ARC.
Yeah, at ARC, around the city and stuff.
Yeah, I showed them to me, I think.
And no, after that I went and I bought more.
Did you read them? Or did you just buy them?
That's the problem. Okay. I stopped. When I started Cisco, I stopped reading those. So they are piling up. It's like 24 hours are not enough.
For what? For reading a book?
For what I really plan to do. I think I want too much.
And sleep is interfering with it all the time.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
No, but I can tell you a family.
Oh, please.
A kid and a wife and, yeah, they want something.
So nice. So nice lens. Look at this. I took this yesterday evening when I was playing around with it.
Yeah.
I mean, of course you can. What did you do? Oh, you broke it.
No, the screen is suddenly... Why do you have the GPS turned on?
I don't. What did you do? I think you broke it.
Yeah.
See?
Field of sharpness, roughly minus 4 millimeters.
What lens was that?
That was the 50 millimeter.
Bad picture. Very bad picture.
Shut up.
Very bad picture.
Shut up.
Why didn't you use the 100 millimeter? It's an L lens.
It is a very nice lens, but it so happened to be that I only had the 50 millimeter just mounted on the camera. I should maybe buy another body to mount the other one on it.
Really? So
I
don't know.
I should maybe buy another camera body to mount the 100 millimeter on it.
Take the 24 to 70 millimeter L lens.
Yes.
Buy that. That's a good lens.
I think I have one in that range.
And that will cover a lot of your needs. And after that, you have the 100 millimeter, and from there buy a 70 to 200, and from there buy fixed lens.
Those like half a table.
The Canon, yeah. Just big ones, yeah.
I mean, you and the big pack, like a bazooka case.
I mean, seriously, I'm already running around with the Audi equipment in this hand luggage size thing.
Yeah, you are very looking alike and you fit together.
This is just today. Usually I just have the smaller backpack with the camera in, so that's fine. This is just for you today. Just for you.
Oh, God.
Just for you, my friend. I hope you can appreciate that.
No, I fully appreciate that. That's why I'm going to take another glass of wine. I'm going to get to Lancy's.
And you have to borrow them to me.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. Bit of a problem.
No, I don't think so. It's great.
You can't see any problem, right?
No, it's just
I thought so, yeah.
There is no issue. When are you going to get yourself a car?
A car?
Yes.
Most probably this spring.
Brilliant. Can I borrow it? You don't have a driver's license.
Yeah, but Laura has a driver's license.
Yeah, she needs her own car.
I have money just for one car. I don't live in Burundi, Burma, whatever, Bahrain, big.
Welcome.
I don't have a oil well in my balcony.
You don't? I have one.
It's your problem. Buy yourself a car. Be happy.
I don't need a car. When we were going last weekend to the
I'm a network engineer. What do you want from me? Leave me alone. I have no money. Go away. Gypsy, are you from Romania?
Last weekend when I drove to Houston, I was probably renting a car actually from Avis. And I think the worst thing was actually with the car being in Oslo and trying to find a parking lot and to go getting around with the car. It's just a nightmare. Traffic everywhere.
There's no
billions, trillions of cars.
Okay.
And you're really lucky if you get a parking spot.
And everybody's saying, don't buy a car. Do you know how much expensive is a car?
The price. I don't care about the price. I think I don't know. But just finding a place to
maintaining a car and stuff like this. The gas is so much. Everybody is like, I think Norwegians like very much to complain.
Yeah, they have nothing to complain about. That's why they need to complain about something.
Yeah. Because everybody's driving a car. It's true that the car lot is pretty old, like in average, but everybody's having a car and is parking. It's amazing.
I really don't get this.
I'd like to buy a car because it's. Yeah, there are
comfortable
times.
It's very comfortable.
When, you need a car.
For what? I mean, not in Oslo.
There are, for example...
What it means, put yourself...
We are not going to use it in Oslo.
Ah,
but
then I'm fine.
The thing is, like, for example, on the way to Sweden, on the way to Göteborg, it is a Luna Park called Thyssenfrid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't go there without a car. I mean, it's like pretty. And the kid is going from time to time to birthday parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
so it's pretty dodgy to go and pick him up without the car, and because he's tired and he needs to get home and he's wet and
I agree, it's more comfortable having a car.
Yeah. And yeah, it extends your reachability, because if you want to go in a weekend, yeah, to see something outside Oslo, let's say in a range of 100 kilometers, 150.
Which takes like 3 hours to go there, yeah?
Yes. Which shouldn't take that much, but that's another story. Relying on buses is not that nice.
The bus to Hovden would have been like 450 to 500 krona one way per person.
Per person, yeah. No, it's not about being expensive, but it's about fixed hours, and you have to be there.
We rented a car and drove all the way ourselves.
When I looked for the Easter stuff in the, I don't remember how it's called, across the border to Trysil.
Yeah.
Per person, by train or by bus or by any other public transport means, the ticket was around two-way.
Yeah.
Was 1,000 krona per person. A car, which was accommodate four adults and the kids, would cost you for a week 3,000 krona. So the price of the ticket for three people would cover a car.
I made the same decision.
And the you can't compare the mobility and stuff like this. Of course, on top of it is the gas and stuff. Well,
I mean, but you're double fucked, basically. You don't have a driver's license.
I don't care.
Oh, you
drive? Okay. I can drink whenever I want, and I have my personal driver. Fair. More or less. I need to behave very much to have a personal driver, but
the moment she takes her eyes off you.
But, for example, I could say, Daniel, over the phone, Daniel, my sweet ass wants to ski there.
Yeah, can you drive me there?
Would you come and drive me there? And you are allowed to ski near me as well.
Of course I would. Of course, having a respectful distance behind you. But of course I would. With happiness.
How do you think that would work?
Brilliant. You're such a smart man.
Daniel, let's go shopping in Sweden.
I'm in.
Let's go hunting. In the car.
In the car.
With the car.
Yeah, no.
Much. Oh, fantastic.
No, it is. And it's like, sometimes you need to go, to the fucking IKEA or whatever. Buy something a bit bigger.
Rent a car.
Makes no sense. Because renting a car per day is, I don't know, few hundreds.
A couple of hundreds, yeah.
So I would take it by taxi rather than hiring a car.
Something like that.
Which will increase the product price, which then I will never need to buy it from IKEA because it's not cheap anymore.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, buying stuff from IKEA.
I live in rented houses. Yeah. I'm not going to buy proper furniture to leave it to some owners.
I mean, the last experience with IKEA was when we tried to buy a dishwasher. And in my stupid naivety, I approached them and said, like, look, guys, please sell me a dishwasher. Come, carry it in, connect it, take the old one with you, and fuck off. Do you think this was possible? No. It's not a matter of price, it was a matter of organizing. So you go there, like, I would like to have a dishwasher. Of course. So can you deliver it home? We have somebody doing that, which is a different company, basically. So they send over the dishwasher to this company, and they are not telling you right away when they were going to deliver.
probably between 8 and 4 o'clock or something like this. And what?
We have to carry it in and connect it? No, no, that's a different company doing it. So it's like the third company doing this. And taking the other one home?
I'm not sure if we can do that. We have to figure it out.
It was basically impossible to go there and say, mine is broken, fix it. No, they're not the people doing it.
So you rather go here at the street corner. Yeah, it makes sense, but that's what I want.
No, it makes sense regarding IKEA's policy, because they sell you stuff which basically costs just the stuff, not the handwork, not the... I mean, that's their policy. Take stuff, do it yourself.
Yeah. Which is I ordered the price, basically.
We moved to a new apartment. The bedroom didn't have a bed. So, like every IT guy, IKEA.no, order a bed, click, I order everything, put it on a transport.
Get it here.
After a few days, I got a list back, half of the items I ordered. Some of them missing, some of them something else. And
that sucks. I mean, seriously, that's not what you want.
If you go to the next corner to the guy just selling the shabby things. And you go like to the shabby people in the backyard, like, hey, do you want to have a fridge? I mean, they deliver better service. You can go to Greenland on a Saturday, and they will deliver it home and take the old one with you.
I don't know. I never tried. But
I tried. It's working, actually. It's a bit tricky regarding talking to them and, you know, expectations. We bought a washing machine there for 1,000 crowns. Delivered, no issue. Broken 1 week afterwards. Called them. It's broken. Sure, not coming. He came. And I think the initial thing was like, yeah, we fixed it. Instead, they came with a new machine and switched it over. Like, oh, okay. It works. Somehow, it's not exactly as flawless as
you mean,
like.
You mean for the rented apartment, for Veronica's apartment?
No, it's not like this high standard of it's not like this high standard of delivery what you would expect. Like, you go there and something delivered and they bend over and say, yes, sir, of course we will, no issue, we come here. Any other wishes? No, they come, we will manage. It's like, it has some kind of East European style. I don't know how to describe it better, but it's working.
Yeah, it's working like that. That's the European stuff.
It's working.
No, don't worry, it's working like that as well.
Exactly.
So I went to IKEA and said, I want a bed. I found a very cheap bed and I said, yeah, that's my bed, my new bed. It was 3,000 krona, something like that, or I don't know, something cheap. And in the end, the whole bed cost me 8,000. And of course, you order the bed, and separately there's
mattress,
a metal thing which will keep your bed together somehow.
Kind of essentially, yeah.
And when I first ordered, the bed I ordered wasn't for delivery, so they can't deliver all the merchandise. Yeah, merchandise they can deliver, and merchandise who cannot. And they would have delivering me a heating machine, which I had to replace in the old apartment, and just the metal thing which will keep me in the bed. And I called them and asked, talked to a nice lady there. I said, I have the... But they didn't say anything in the order that, you're this and this, but we can deliver only that. No. They say, we're going to deliver this to you. I said, okay, what's wrong? I said, the bed you order is not going to be delivered because it's not for delivery. You need to come and pick it up.
Sorry.
I said, I ordered it with the delivery because I cannot. Obviously, yeah. I cannot come and pick it up.
Smarty pants.
For me, it's obvious. And she said, no, but we have this kind of bed. I said, yeah, okay, I want this, and I want it first in white or something like that, a color. And she said, no, that color is not for delivery as well. But the brown color is, yes. I said, okay, I'll have it brown. The same model, the same everything?
Yeah.
A color wasn't for delivery. Okay. No problem. The bed is coming by Bring.
Okay.
Seems to be working.
Yeah. We managed to understand somehow. And the guy came with, I don't know how many packages for the bed. One of them seriously broken. I mean, seriously, like the wooden was extremely broken. Said, I didn't see it when the guy came. And I saw it, yeah, 3 minutes after that. He left, I called him. And he said, yeah, I'm going to put it on whatever damage report.
Yeah.
I said, okay, no problem. Called IKEA. That was Friday. So it was already somewhere like 5 days I was sleeping on an inflating bed. And I wanted my bed so bad. And it was Friday. I called the lady. A package is bad. Do you have the code of the package? Yeah, of course. Yeah, it will be with you on Monday. Can you do something to... No. And the bed came on Monday.
Great.
The last piece. And it took me a night to assemble it.
Yeah.
And I was happy. And the bed ended up to cost 8,000 yen. And we had to sleep 10 days on the inflating bed.
We did the same, but we didn't buy it from IKEA. We bought it down the street from Armeuble. And it was not 8,000, it was like 4-ish.
Mm. 8,000 with mattresses and...
No, no, complete. 4,000, if I remember correctly. And that was like one of those rare occasions where I did not buy something from IKEA. Because I got so fucked up, I told them, oh, we're not going to go there, we're not going to get anything.
We're going to get...
We can go everywhere else, we're not going to
go. We're
going to
go and get it from somebody else this time.
Yes.
Let's make somebody else is happy.
And the only negative, or the only downside of this bed was that it took like 78 screws to mount it.
I don't know how many.
Yeah, I mean, 2-person bed, 78 screws. I was happy that I had my electric drill.
Yeah, I bought one before, and I said,
but beside that, fantastic. The price was okay. It's stable as hell. Actually, I'm kind of used to the IKEA kind of stable, which is not very stable.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you can jump on it. You can do whatever dirty stuff you want. It's working.
Yeah, to be honest, I have nothing to say about the bed. I mean, it's like, it's ugly, it's cheap, but yeah, it's okay. It's serving its purpose. But, I mean, if I'm going to get a house, like in an apartment or a place to live on my own, yeah, I'm going to burn that in the stove by a bed.
A bed. We have now one of those continental madrasa.
Okay.
It's I'm not sure how it actually works. Like it looks like a huge pile of mattress. But the lower one is actually just a wooden frame with a huge mattress on it and a smaller one on top of something like that. Surprisingly comfortable, I have to say. I was surprised. That's good. But
as long as you have an over madras.
Yeah. Yeah. But at this furniture store, whatever, you always have like
at least two or three categories of beds. There are beds, the one where you hit your head when you throw yourself on the mattress, because it's shit. The middle price range, and the exclusive deluxe.
Where you can actually sleep on.
Yes. And I went over to the other one and was like, putting myself on it, was like, oh, this is nice. What's the price? 10,000. That's okay. No. 10,000 was just the head of the bed. It wasn't even the mattress or the basically structure. It was just the small decoration thing which you could skip. But it was very nice.
10,000.
I think it was like 10,000. I left that area quite quickly before more money got drawn out of my wallet.
Okay. 10,000 is not good.
It was pretty comfortable. If I would be homeless, I would try to go there every day and sleep a bit. Just 5 minutes, enough.
I wonder if you can take your girlfriend after a restaurant then.
Hello?
Just a cheap room. I don't have money for a room to rent but by hour.
Look at this bed.
Let's try this bed. Just tell the salesman guy, if I want to buy a bed, I want to see how you feel from top to bottom.
Proper testing is essential nowadays.
In any situation.
I have a test schedule here. So,
can you turn off that light and fuck off? And after that thing, I feel the a little bit.
There was this itchy, scratchy feeling I had in the back.
Yeah, it's your girlfriend. No, girlfriend. It's your bed.
Oh, that was very nice. Yeah, but since that... the next... Are you going still to IKEA every day one day? Every now and then?
No. Damn it, which we have? I've been to IKEA 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Once, and never been after that.
Because this episode with the dishwasher... They wanted to keep like 700 crowns for planning delivery. The delivery would have been 700, and we cancelled after we ordered. So I said, no, we don't want it anymore. And they wanted to keep the 700 crowns for a delivery they never did. I was like, guys, we didn't even drove this thing. So we got a coupon for like 500 crowns.
Now
we
have
to spend on IKEA, of course. I think we're going to end up
buying
candles.
Me the fight I'm having with the old owner of the apartment. With the owner of the old apartment, yeah. Or the apartment I used to rent before. I was renting the apartment through an agency, so I didn't deal with the guy directly. And when we left, it was... a form to complete with all the damages in the apartment, blah, blah, blah. In the kitchen, there's an IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
And, cheap as hell. And there's a counter, a kitchen counter. I don't know how long it is. 2 meter by 75 centimeters, so you can imagine the size of it.
Yeah,
it's pretty small. Which by accident we burned it with a candle.
By accident, okay.
No, it was by accident. So it was Luca's birthday, and Laura couldn't find the match, and she lighted a candle. And she lighted that kind of a cake. Firework. It's.
Oh, this. Okay.
Yeah, that shiny.
The table fireworks or whatever it is, yeah.
And she got pretty excited that it's gonna run out. And instead of blowing the candle and put it on the counter, she put directly the. The candle on the counter, and we were in the living room singing and dancing and us. And at some point, something smells like burning. And it was a burn like less than 10 centimeters long and 1 centimeter wide. I mean, it's
dark brownish, I guess.
Yeah, dark brownish, but it didn't get, I mean, it wasn't a fire, just the thing on top, which is, yeah, fire, worm resistant anyway, burnt out. So you couldn't see, even see the woods under the stuff, but it was burnt anyway. And I said, yeah, we're burning. And I said, I didn't replace it because it looks to me like tear and wear. If the guy wants really to replace it, just call me and I have no problem with arranging. That was in May last year. In November, I get an invoice for 6,000 krona for changing the counter.
Okay.
I was about to have a heart attack. I was like, changing a freaking counter, unscrewing some screws, putting that out. Okay.
Yeah.
Making a hole in it for the electric plate to fit in and screwing that back on. Yeah. 6,000.
Okay.
And we started negotiating.
Romanian style.
Not really. I mean, like in common sense style. I said, guys, just before leaving the apartment, I got from IKEA, which is working with a certain company doing the kitchen assembly and stuff. Because I have found the counter and it was obvious that, yeah, it was written that the furniture is from IKEA.
Mm.
And I found the counter. The counter in itself, the piece of wood, was 500 krona. And
must have been a proper installation, yeah.
Yeah. So the installation was 5,500. And I said, I got an offer from them with workers and stuff. It will take around 3,000 at most. And they said, no. Our handyman said that it's going to be like, okay, no problem. Your handyman is the best handyman ever. But because in the meantime, I was checking with Yaroslav.
Yeah.
How much a Polish guy would ask for it. And he gave me something like 800 per hour. So the whole in all was, let's say, 2 hours.
Max out.
Three if you smoke a cigarette. So I came back to the guys to say, look, I'm not asking how much a Polish worker will ask. It's not fair. But I'm gonna say, I'm gonna agree with the price I got from IKEA, which was 3,000. If you want 3,000, I give you 3,000, and everybody's happy. Otherwise, I'm not gonna pay you 6,000. And he said, no, our handyman is Polish. What? And he said, yeah, you can call him. Call the guy. Yo, what up? Are you chilling? Chilling. Let's talk about those 6,000. What 6,000? Changing up. Oh, yeah. I'm having the counter in the back of my car for since summer. And he said, can't really remember how much is it, but I don't think it was 6,000. Went back to the guys and said, your handyman doesn't seem to remember very well how much is it. He needs to reevaluate.
Yes.
Can you talk to the owner and see if they can agree? No problem. And I got, this was a Krav, very official Krav request, and stuff like this. And It was it had a due date somewhere like 10th of December.
Okay. So now quick.
With an invoice on it and stuff like this. And it was supposed everything to happen on 5th of December. The owner looked like very decided to change that on 5th of December. Everything was set. Hunky dory, no problem. 10th of December passed, the Christmas passed, and somewhere in January I got an invoice.
Yeah.
With something more on it that I didn't pay the last invoice.
The 6,000.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 6,062 krona that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Called the guys again. They didn't reply to my mail. I wrote to their boss. And suddenly something started to flow.
Yeah.
Like, I just talked to the guy who's, was taking care of kind of an operations manager in the company.
Yeah, I know.
And I got familiar with your case. I'm so busy, we cannot meet. I asked the lady for, a meeting to talk face-to-face and, and the last mail I got is like, we wait for an invoice from Handyman. And nothing more. It's like, oh, God. So, you with your washing machine, just stay in the back. Stay in the back. So now somewhere in November this year, I would expect another 5,000 invoice saying that after 2 years or 1 year and a half, he decided to change the counter. So the fun continues.
I think they just lost your...
Yeah, roughly.
That should do it.
Okay. Mama, can you hear me? Yeah.
Mama, can you hear me?
Oh. Yeah. Good. Yeah, back online. So now you need to learn how to edit voice files. And
don't get me. I mean, this.
So, yeah.
This. I don't know. This makes out so many
to
switches.
Take out and the noises.
Don't get me started. It's
Adobe Photoshop.
Photoshop isn't working. Nope.
You take wrinkles and
Let me get all the annoying audio wrinkles away.
My gosh, a very nice piece of software, which is how it's called. It's made only for portrait pictures.
Okay.
And basically, if you are a commercial photographer and you shoot portraits for like 50 years old ladies, you can make them 20 with three clicks of a mouse.
So it's a magic box.
It's absolutely magic. I mean, I played with it around, and it's absolutely fantastic. I can make you some portraits. I mean, you have to.
Can you remember the name?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
But I should have the invoice because I bought it.
You bought it?
Daniel Rose, miss call. Oh.
Yeah, you called me when you were waiting in line for the tea.
Yeah, just to say that don't take a tea. Don't buy a tea. Yes.
Wait a second, you got a new Samsung.
No, this is not. This is not.
This is your old crappy phone.
This is my old crappy phone because I'm still waiting for Telenor to send me a micro SIM.
That's not going to happen.
I'm waiting. I ordered it on Monday.
Well, yeah, but I was waiting like 10 days. And then
I have the sheet on.
The sheet?
Yeah, the sheet like in the paper sheet.
Yeah.
With how to cut my SIM card.
You don't need to do. I mean, there's a store at Gennarius.
You can just
go in there and say, make it small, and they will just. There you go.
They have a clipper.
Because I ordered the same micro SIM from Telenor.
Yeah, you told me about it.
They didn't deliver, and they shut down the old SIM, which was the only one I had.
Okay.
Which was pretty uncool.
Yeah, you told me about the Portrait Professional Studio.
Is it just Windows or what?
No, I don't think so. But it cost me $60.
That's an okay price.
Portrait Professional Studio. It's pretty nice. You can download the trial and play with it. It's not gonna save the picture, but you can say a lot from the final result.
Okay.
I mean, it's full of it on all the sites.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial banners and stuff like this. Yeah. It's pretty annoying, but I mean, at first, I should have said, yeah, fuck it. And I need it at some point to retouch a portrait. And when I started in Photoshop, let's remove wrinkles, copy that mask, put another mask and stuff like this. I mean, a medium Photoshop skilled guy will have the same result with like this software, which takes you really 3 minutes.
I like that so much.
Yeah. And you have all the controls and stuff. You can magnify the eyes, light the iris, put some lighting effects in the eyes, smaller the nose, and which is it's really fancy.
Have a look on it, yeah.
It's really fancy.
$60.
Take a trial. And see how it goes, and if you like it.
Don't try that.
$60.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a sign that you're getting older, that you buy actually software.
Yeah. I bought a lot of shit lately, which in my early days, I would have spent 2 nights to find them in whatever Emule or torrent Pirate Bay site for free.
No, you can't be bothered.
In PDFs in a very crappy resolution with letters made of squares and stuff like this, but it was free.
It was free.
Yeah. Now,
where are we, by the way?
Huh?
We're almost on 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours almost. Shall we finish for today?
Yeah, let's
finish.
Cut it off.
I'm just happy that the battery lasted that long. Still the first one since last year, spring.
Go over the table and pick up the microphone.
Huh?
Go over the table and pick up the microphone.